This is Hot FM's Hamish and Tanya, the podcast.
We've got our record-breaking attempt. The most people wearing bathrobes in the one place at the one time. It's a serious record that we're trying to break. But as it turns out, we're not the only ones in the area that have tried. And, well, other people have actually succeeded. Who knows whether we will?
Yeah, we've got Julian Lancaster-Smith, the CEO of Quality Desserts, on the line. Hey, Julian.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Yeah, we're really good. We're actually a little bit nervous because you've done what we're trying to do. You've actually won a world record attempt.
We have, yeah. And it was nerve-wracking. I mean, ours was done just over 3 years ago, and it's... it was an amazing day. We had an absolute blast, but it went right down the wire for us. We only topped the previous record by 1 kilo.
So
it was interesting to say the least. But just did it. But yeah, good luck on Thursday. I know you guys will do it, and everybody will get behind you and rope up.
Well, we hope so. So for those playing at home, obviously you do run a quality dessert company. What was your record?
We have the record for the world's biggest Lamington. So.
Wow. Why wasn't I here?
2,361 kilos.
Wow.
What? Say it again.
2,361 kilos.
Oh, my God.
I do have a piece of it left, Tanya. It's a little bit dry and crusty, but still looks good.
You know what? I'm open-minded. Bring it over.
Now, does that record still stand? Has anybody else beaten it?
No, it still stands. So we've, us and the Chamber of Commerce, because the two of us teamed up to set that record. And, unchallenged thus far.
Now, you've broken a record. You're in the Guinness Book of World Records as record holders. Have you found that that has opened up extra doors to you?
On a broader scale, no. But yeah. After the event, we got so much publicity out of it. And we did it as a bit of a Toowoomba thing, just to try and get Toowoomba on the map for the right reasons. Mm. And then we had the floods, obviously, in early 2011, and that put Toowoomba on the map, which we hadn't planned. I mean, that was something we'd set our dates well before all that happened. So when we did it, it was a really good news story. So we just got a lot of press, and it went worldwide. So, yeah, certainly started talking about Lamingtons again and what we do, and our business at a local level certainly got a lot more prominent, which was really good. Yeah, on a massive global scale, no, it didn't really do much for us.
But. Yeah, because you guys actually took the record from Ipswich, didn't you?
Well, we didn't actually.
Oh.
And that was the funny thing. We thought we were going to break their record. Theirs was 1,360 kilos that they'd set the year before, and we thought that's going to be easy. We'll do a 2-ton Lamington and blitz them. But when we applied to Guinness, so we actually found out that Ipswich had only set a record with the World Record Academy, which we'd never heard of.
No.
And they didn't have a Guinness World Record. So the record we broke was actually set by the Opera House in 1991 for their 20th anniversary or something like that. So, yeah, we ended up, like, a few weeks out finding out that the record we were attempting to break was a hell of a lot bigger than we thought it was. So,
wow.
That's incredible. What did you do with all that Lamington? You say you've still got some left. What did you do with it all?
We sold as much as we could on the day to anybody that was there. So if people were there on the day, a gold coin donation, and they got a slab from the world's biggest Lamington.
Slab.
And that went to the Toowoomba Hospital Foundation. We raised just under $1,000 to charity by selling bits of it, which was really good. So, but it was a cold and wet, miserable day. So
yeah, but Lamingtons were involved. It was always it was always going to be a happy ending.
Lamington will make you feel good on a cold, wet, and miserable day,
or just a sunny day. Actually, any day.
Any day.
Julian, did you get the certificate?
I did. Yes, looks really good too.
Hopefully, that will be us. Oh my God, that's made me so much more excited.
It's a big one too.
I've never won anything in my life. This could be a win for us, Hamish. Julian, thank you so much. Hopefully, we can get to Toowoomba in the record books as well.
I hope so. And if I can make it down, I'll be wearing my robe on Thursday to help you guys. And
bring rumbles, Julian.
Bring some rumbles. All right, I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Julian. You're a ledge.
All righty. Thanks, guys. See ya.